Hello everybody, welcome to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Today we're talking about three mistakes that dads make when approaching serious subjects. The first thing is that we probably don't warm up very well. Yeah, so you kind of have to properly warm up when you're going to talk about something serious with your kid. If you haven't connected relationally with your kids, it's best to hold off on addressing the serious stuff with them. Maybe you've been working hard and haven't spent the last few evenings present and engaged. Point is, you need to prime the pump. Okay, if your kids are young, take them to get some ice cream. If she's older, take her for a walk and talk about lighter stuff, like what's happening with friends or movies, any of that stuff, you name it. Your relational investment now will reap future dividends, making it easier to cover serious topics when they arise. The second thing you have to think about is that sometimes your timing might be off. Timing is everything. If you or your kid is stressed out, exhausted, or preoccupied with other priorities, stay away from serious subjects. For example, you know, there are times when a guy needed to talk with his oldest daughter about a tough topic, but over a span of a few days, he realized she had a project due at school, she had a track meet coming up, or a school banquet. It's the wrong time to pile on and add more stress, you know, simply so he can get something off of his chest at that time, right? You want to be supportive and kind of get them through whatever it is that they're trying to address at that moment, okay? While the conversation that was trying to have was important, it was more important that he and she were ready for it, okay? Approach a tough topic at the wrong time and you'll make any number of mistakes, from not listening to saying something you shouldn't, or using a tone that you normally wouldn't. When you are mindful of your kid's physical, mental, and emotional states when approaching a tough talk, the conversation will flow a lot easier and you'll be able to cover what you need to cover, helping you and your child approach the talk and future subjects more easily. The last thing is this: you don't encourage future talks, right? When, you know, some kids go to their dads with a question, you know, some dads are really good at doing their best to let them know they can talk about anything at any time. Do you do that with your kids? So you want to thank them for coming to you and talking about something. You want to say, hey, thank you for coming to me about this. I know that it's tough. Come back if you need to talk to me, you know, more about this. It's important that you say that to them, okay? It's important that you let them know that the door is open and that they can talk to you about anything. Help your kids be comfortable by asking questions like, mind if I check back with you on this later or in a week or so? That stuff really, really helps. Or here's another one. Hey, what did I miss? Do you feel like I answered your question? You know, I want you to think about these things that I've just mentioned to you about talking to your kids. They're really, really important, and they could change the way that you relate to them, and it'll change what you get out of them and what it is that they have to share. It's really important that we create safe spaces as parents and as dads for our children. We hear a lot of people talk about that safe space stuff, right? But we have to work on being that for our children. That's a good way to be a good parent. So check it out. Got a question for you. What's one parenting mistake you've made when trying to talk to your kid about a serious topic? Okay, get with your kids and ask them, what's the most interesting thing we've ever talked about as a family? And see what they have to say. So, just wanted to give you those pieces of advice. And until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.